All right, so a couple of years down the road, you are taking a walk. You're on a college campus, leaving a gig. It
We're on a
is,
college gig.
yeah, it is a beautiful day.
What college?
The University of Southern California.
I'm doing it. Is this like a NACA gig? Is this like a like, or is this just like a hey, my friend has a thing they want a comedian for?
So you like thought it was a like a actual like NACA gig, you know?
Yeah.
It turned out that you ended up getting booked for a debate with a creationist. And so you're supposed to argue on the side of evolution. And but you're like completely unprepared. You had no idea that you were going to do that. So they're like, your debate is basically, you're like, well, so the thing about humans is that they come from monkeys. And I think that's just great.
Yeah,
That's your opening statement.
I'm not a smart man. I'm not like a well-educated man at all.
Yeah, no.
So this would be a very short. Yeah, this would be humiliating.
But yeah, so it's about an hour long debate that you
What?
guys did. It's an hour
An
long
hour? I have
debate.
to hang in with it first. With this, I mean, it's an issue of preparedness.
Right.
You
So like
know.
they'll bring up the fact like, well, carbon dating, you know, it can't be that accurate. I mean, how would you like, because at one point you go, well, you know, there's bones with carbon dating on them, and you are just sweating. Like your glasses
Yeah.
keep going down like your fucking nose because of
I
just
mean,
how sweaty your face is.
at some point I would like lean into it. I'd probably like really get real sarcastic. I would just straight up tell the audience, "Hey, I didn't know I was supposed to come prepared. I thought this was stand-up comedy."
Yeah.
So
You tell them that?
I would because I'm not going to win this debate with somebody who's prepared, you know. I wouldn't
Right.
if they like with any argument against carbon dating, I would just have to go, I don't know, man. Never heard that before.
Yeah.
You know, like
Like
I.
this is what they do for like a living almost, is they just go, part of what they do is they just go to, you know, different colleges and debate people. And usually, you know, they do okay, but like they just fucking clean your clock, dude. Like
Yeah.
so badly that
Yeah.
at the end of the debate, creationism is now being taught on campus.
No, I'm a fucking barely a stand-up comedian. Like, why is my knowledge on this subject debating against somebody who does this for a living? How is that the cause of them starting to teach this on campus? How stupid is that?
Well, it's just a mix-up, you know? And so, and you lose so badly that the administrators there are like, well, I don't know. Like they start to doubt their own curriculum and they're like, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. So they just
Yeah,
go
but
with
there's like
that.
legal guidelines for that kind of shit. They can't just start teaching creationism at USC. Is that a public school?
I
Or is
believe
that
so, yeah.
private?
Well, I don't actually know.
Well, I don't know.
So
I
the
mean, it's
point,
private. They can do whatever the fuck they want, but come on.
yeah.
I'm not going to start teaching creationism because I lost a debate that I didn't even know was a debate.
Well, they do. And I got to tell you, Aaron, there are some people who are pretty upset with you.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about any of this. Why would I
But
care? Why is this fall on me?
because you
Why
were
am I
the
being blamed for it?
because they thought that they were booking Aaron Brooks, the evolutionary biologist, but instead they booked you.
That's their problem. That's like when Josh Johnson, our friend out of Dallas, got
Yeah.
booked on a Comedy Central show because they thought he was the other black Josh Johnson. The guy who was on the
Yeah.
Daily Show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's the
It's
exact same thing.
kind of like that, yeah. And so you kind of are, you know, like I said, a lot of people are not happy, but a
That
lot of people
sucks.
are. A lot of people are. Like as you're walking out, there's some people who are like, "Hey man, like way to go. Like this
Fuck
rules."
you.
They're
That's what I say.
finally
Fuck you. Say fuck you. I'm not.
They go, it's just good to finally see someone with some, you know, morals and values win, you know?
I lost.
So you're walking down the
That
college
sucks.
campus, and you're like I said, you're in an actually an okay mood. You're not as upset as people might think, because like you just said, you don't really care about that. You're like, you can't really be held accountable for it. People do, but it's not okay, But so you're like, whatever, and you just keep walking. It is a beautiful day. There's this, you see this, like, this kid sees you and he goes, "Hey, mister." And he does like a bunch of like backflips and like lands perfectly. And you kind of like smile and nod. And then he starts doing more backflips and you just fucking go right along with him, dude.
I'm not doing it. I'm not
You
doing
just
that.
backflip along with him perfectly in sync. You time it like you guys didn't plan this at all. You know what I mean? But you just know in your heart, this kid is gonna do five backflips and then like land in like a Spider-Man pose. And you do the exact same thing. And it just syncs up.
You're doing this because we talked about the fact that I just watched the Tom Cruise movie, The Firm, and this is what he does in The Firm. I'm not going to copy Tom Cruise in The Firm, Pat. I'm going to backflip alongside of this child on the sidewalk.
And
He
as you
told you that
land,
in confidence, how ridiculous it was.
in that Spider-Man pose, you
Are you
think about
fucking
Tom
kidding me?
Cruise.
God
So,
damn
the reason that you're kind of in a good mood,
it.
in a backflipping mood, is because you have found kind of what you refer to as your white whale.
Oh Lord.
So this is a few
What is
years.
this?
So this is a few years down the road. You have become a collector and seller of like vintage toys.
Oh no.
You've been like
Oh
really into it
no.
lately. So you'll do stuff like
I'm into this.
you are very into this. You do stuff
Yes.
like your collection includes like old like Ninja Turtle toys. You know what I mean? Stuff that was, very readily available. You also have some pretty rare stuff, some pretty obscure ones. You have a David Koresh action figure that was like mistakenly made. Like they didn't they
By
just
who? Who made him? Like Mattel?
Yeah, Mattel. They accidentally made
No.
a David Koresh action figure. They only made one, and then they were like, "Oh fuck, we read these instructions wrong." And so, but you have it, dude. Honestly, the
What does it
first,
do?
so it's just like him, and he's holding like a vial of like poison and a gun.
Prepare to kill
So,
United States marshals and shit.
yeah.
Great.
And the box says with armor piercing rounds. And
How much is
honestly,
this David Koresh thing worth?
it's worth a pretty good amount, man. I'm not gonna lie
It
to
seems
you.
like it seems like it would be.
It's the only one that was ever made. And the guy that you got it from honestly really did not know what he had. So you got it at a very good price.
Okay.
So you do have some obscure stuff, and you actually have to like rent a storage unit to have some of this
Oh,
stuff.
I am do not like this. This is very triggering for me.
Why?
It just is.
So you have this whole like thing set up, and you make like YouTube videos advertising your stuff.
No.
And so the videos, it's like you're dressed, you're kind of dressed like a little kid in like the 1800s,
What?
and you have like a gigantic lollipop, and you have on your head one of those like propeller hats, and it's a giant lollipop, dude, and it has like every color of the rainbow in it, and when you look at it, you think of Joseph in his coat of many colors. And in the YouTube video, you're like, "Hey, everybody, it's me, Aaron Brooks, the toy boy, checking in with you.
Oh, the toy boy.
If you are looking for vintage toys, you're going to want to talk to me. And then, like, the video ends.
The toy boy.
Yeah. The video ends with someone coming up to you and going, "Say, mister, what's your opinion about politics?" And you look right at the camera and you go, "Don't ask me. I'm just a toy boy."
Ugh.
And you're starting to do kind of okay, to be honest with you. You have a knack for this, dude, for finding these vintage toys. And because of these, like, videos that you put out, some people are like, they kind of like the toy boy, you know, they like the angle. They like that you dress up when you go out hunting, you actually dress up like as.
No.
You don't have the lollipop or nothing, but so
I'm not wearing a fucking beanie to a goddamn garage sale every weekend.
Whenever you see a toy that you think is going to sell or something that you're excited about, it goes boo, 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 the thing like just spins.
It doesn't.
You don't know how to turn it off. Like you don't know why. You don't know how it's doing that.
That is fucking horrifying. Even less of a reason to wear that hat. It's humiliating and malfunctioning.
So, you go, like I said, you have found what you believe to be your white whale. It is a toy that you have been after for quite some time. A toy that you are not planning on selling, and unless you're literally down to your last dollar. It's an action figure.
Yeah.
It's from this independent film called 9 Minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Where it's
a Jahari Nichols joint.
A Jahari Nichols joint. It's a action figure of the main character, Andrew Price, U.S. Marshal.
Yeah.
And so they only made a few of these, and they are very hard to find. And so there's like a local, you know, you saw like an ad on Craigslist for it, and you're like, holy shit. And it says like, meet me behind the RBM Food Mart at 3 o'clock. And you are ready. You have all the other action figures that came from the 9 Minutes movie. So there's an Antonio Best action figure.
Brandon Gilley.
Yeah, Brandon Gilley. There's a Randy is there. They have like, you have.
Does the Randy one have a basketball with it or no?
It does come with a basketball.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, it does come with a basketball. And so this is the last action figure that you need to complete your collection of 9 Minutes action figures. And again,
this is Agent Andrew Price.
Yes. Okay. U.S. Marshal.
Does he come with any accessories?
He comes with a gun.
Okay.
And he also comes with a film script that has all of his lines highlighted.
Okay, yeah.
So
of course, I try to find this and get it immediately.
You saunter on down behind that RBM Food Mart West in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And you just see like a note pinned to the wall. And you look at it and it says, "Sorry, Aaron, sales off." Underneath it, there's a stamp. It's just an L.
Well, this fucking sucks. I came all the way out here to buy this action figure.
Yeah.
How do they get my name? You said it was addressed to me.
Yeah.
How do they get my name?
So you're like, holy shit.
What the fuck is going on?
And so you're like, well, whatever. You kind of, you're a little disappointed by this. You're actually very disappointed, but you're like, fuck it. Because you're very excited. Aaron, you are heading out to your very first weekend at what is universally seen as the hottest new comedy club in America. So,
Okay. Where?
Joe Rogan opened a comedy club in Dupo, Illinois,
No. Well,
your hometown.
yeah, they would go for it.
The comedy mothership, Dupo. And brother, you are making your fucking debut there this weekend. You're flown out there. You stay at like a hotel in St. Louis. 4 stars.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. They got like a bathrobe and everything. So you go to the hotel, you check in. The person that's checking you in, they're like, "Oh, what?" They're like, "Oh, welcome to the Hyatt in St. Louis." And then she's like, this woman with like really long fingernails, and she's like, "Oh," so as she's typing all your information, and she's like, "So, what brings you to town? What do you say?"
I would say, oh, I'm from here. I'm back visiting.
She's like,
I don't want
wonderful.
to, I don't want to get into that.
No. So she
So.
goes, "All right, you are all set, Mr. Brooks." And then she slides you the your like key,
Yeah.
and she goes, "I'm looking forward to the show tonight."
You go, oh, great. Me too.
She
See
goes,
you there.
"Not if I see you first." And then, like, as you turn away, you kind of notice that she is like just barely biting her bottom lip.
Oh, no.
So you go upstairs, you get ready for the show and everything. Take a shower, get dressed, get your merch together. You have like a suitcase with you that's just like filled with like different merch items that you're selling. One of them is like matchbooks with your face on it. And it says like, "Warning, do not light around farts." You're selling those.
Oh,
You're
jeez. I'm probably selling a shitload of those.
you are.
Yeah,
Yeah, you're
those are
doing
probably
very
really
well.
moving.
Yeah, you're doing very well with them.
How much do I, is it just a single matchbook? How much do I sell it for?
They can get them by themselves for $5,
A
but
single matchbook for $5?
yep. Or if they get
Ooh.
what you call the platinum package, they get the matchbook, they get a shirt that you're also selling. It says,
What's on the shirt?
the shirt is just a propeller hat, and underneath it says, "Property of the Toy Boy."
Oh, no.
And the other,
Property of the Toy Boy.
yep. And then the other thing that you get as part of the platinum package is you get you're selling a calendar, and every month is like you like frolicking in like a field, or like you by like the Eiffel Tower, like giving a thumbs up. Like there's nothing, there's no coherent thing beyond it's just you. Then of
Or
course there's
is it Aaron or is it the toy boy?
Toy Boy Baby.
No, man.
It's starting to pick up, dude. That's the platinum package. You also sell the obsidian package.
What the fuck is in the obsidian package?
It's all of that, plus you get free tickets to 10 of your shows. So you get your merch together, you go downstairs, they have like a town car waiting for you. You kind of look over, and you see there's like a different person like doing like the checking people in or whatever. So you're like, maybe she is coming to the show. So you jump into the town car, close the door. You're kind of like sitting there and you're kind of thinking about your set, you know, what you're gonna
How much am
do.
I going to get paid for this? Why? What am I making on this weekend?
You're doing one show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. And
Okay.
you're getting paid $1,000 a show.
And they're flying me out and putting me up for the whole weekend and everything.
Yep. And you can sell merch and, you know.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like thinking about your set and kind of what you're going to talk about. And then you kind of like look up and you notice that the driver of your car has a somewhat striking appearance.
What do you mean?
So he's kind of dressed like a wizard, where he kind of has like the wizard's robes and like a wizard hat, stuff like that, big old white beard. The robe is like covered with like I guess like a sigils, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
but it looks like the faces of eagles. And he turns around to talk to you.
Yeah.
And this guy has what I can only describe as the worst Philadelphia accent that you have ever heard in your fucking life. He turns, he's like, "Oh, Aaron, good to have you.
That's
Do you want some
the
water?"
Philadelphia accent.
Yeah, he goes, do
Okay.
you he goes, "Oh, do you want some water?" What do you say?
No.
He goes,
Say
"All right."
no.
He goes, "All right, 'cause I got some water up here. I got some hoagies."
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
He picks up the biggest cheesesteak that you have ever seen in your fucking life. He
Yeah.
takes a big old bite out of it. Easily takes down half of the sandwich in one bite.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and he is chomping away. But he is like talking the entire time. It's not like he. This guy talks with his mouth full. And he goes, "All right, Aaron, I'm the Wizard of Philadelphia." He goes, So where am I taking you?
We're already driving.
He goes,
How do you not know where the fuck we're going, dude?
"Sometimes I just go. You sure you don't want any water?"
No, I don't want any fucking water. I want to go to the comedy mothership in Dubo, Illinois.
And he goes,
62239.
"All right." Again, his accent is just awful. So he takes you there and he's kind of like talking to you about, you know, just various things in the news that are going on. You're just kind of like sitting there, like just listening. He pulls up in front of the club. He turns and he looks right at you. And he goes, "Aaron, I got something you want."
I just want to get out of this fucking car, man.
He looks right at you and he goes, "Aaron, I understand that you're looking for an action figure."
How the fuck does this guy know this?
He goes, "'Cause I'm the Wizard of Philly." He goes, "I know a lot, Aaron."
God, this fucking voice.
He picks up a hoagie. The cheesesteak is like long finish, and he just stuffs the entire thing in his fucking mouth.
This guy's eating a lot of cheese, a lot of sandwiches in my presence.
A lot.
Is he okay?
I mean, he seems all right. He goes, "Aaron, I'll give you the action figure you're looking for, your white whale." He goes, "All you got to do is throw your set tonight, Aaron."
No. No.
He goes, "In ex all you got to do is go in there to Joe Rogan's comedy club. have a bad set just
No.
once.
No. No. No.
He goes, I thought these action figures meant something to you, Aaron. This is the
I mean,
only
they
way.
do.
The only way. He burps.
I go, no, I'm not doing that.
He goes, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not going to go intentionally bomb. It feels awful. And it's going to like affect my reputation. It's going to like affect future bookings.
He goes,
this is
but.
already something I have like a complicated relationship with. Like, I don't want to
Sure.
make it worse by bombing. Hey, why'd you do it? Oh, for a fucking action figure for a movie that seven people in America know about? Like, I'm not doing that.
He goes,
I'm not doing that.
He goes, all right, Aaron. He goes, well, we can still part as friends.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
He holds out his hand. Do you shake it?
It's probably covered in like bits of meat and. Right. I mean, he's like eating sand. He's eating like hot sandwiches in front of me. And
Yeah,
hands are going to
it's.
be slick with grease. Like.
So he kind of looks down and notices that there's just grease and meat and fucking bread like all over his hand. And he goes, oh no. And he kind of wiggles his fingers on his other hand and, like, and uses magic, and his hand is like instantly cleaned. Do you shake his hand?
No, I'm not a big handshake guy. Sorry. I thank you. I thank you for your help and I appreciate the offer. It's just a thing I'm dealing with right now.
He goes, all right, go Eagles.
Yeah, man. You got a good team.
So you get out of the car and you walk in. You sit down in the green room and you're feeling pretty good. They have a guy hosting the show tonight. A lot of comics are starting to move to Duplo, Illinois, specifically because of this comedy club. And
Jesus
so
Christ.
There are some pretty funny people that have moved there. And so you're like, you're looking at the lineup and like you recognize that, you know, a few of the names. So you're like, oh, this is going to be a pretty good show. The host comes back. It's actually Danny Goodwin.
Why is Danny? Did Danny move to Dupo? Please tell me Danny did not move to Dupo.
No, he's just visiting.
Oh,
He's thinking about moving,
okay.
though.
No, no. I tell him, dude, don't do it. Don't do it.
He's like, I don't know, man. I mean, it's pretty cheap to live here, bro.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why. It fucking sucks.
So he sticks his head in. He's like, okay, bro. I'm about to bring you up, dude. And so you kind of stand up and you're like, you're feeling pretty good. You look
Yeah,
down.
I should have a lot of friends that come out to see this.
And you
this
do.
would feel very welcoming.
Yeah, there's people there from school that you haven't thought about in years. Old teachers,
yeah.
Parents of like some of your friends growing up, stuff
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
yeah.
So there's like it does kind of feel like a homecoming.
Yeah.
You walk out on that fucking stage. Danny Goodwin, you're about to walk out, rather. Danny Goodwin's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the stage. Maybe you've heard of him. Aaron Brooks.
Oh,
And everyone's
Danny.
like, ah! Like the crowd goes nuts. You walk up and I got to be honest, Aaron, for a second, you feel a little, not overwhelmed, but you feel kind of caught up in the moment. You know what I mean?
Sure. How could I not?
You're at the biggest comedy club in America. It's at your hometown. And it feels like everyone's there. You look down. You kind of like set your drink. You have like some water with you or whatever on stage. You set it down on the stool. And on the stool, you look down and you see that there's an action figure. Gun in one hand, highlighted script in the other.
Does he already take this out of the box?
No, it's in the box.
Okay.
Yeah. U.S. Marshal Andrew Price, action figure, I should say, stares at you almost accusingly as you kind of like look down at it. What do?
I look at Agent Andrew Price through the plastic of his prison, and I say, get ready for the show, motherfucker. And then I just let it rip, man. I'm just going to let it rip.
And you just fucking go. And you have an amazing set. Like, it's just like you do about an hour and you are like murdering.
Yeah,
you look over,
I probably got somebody there. I definitely have somebody filming it.
You do. Yeah. And yeah. Basically, like, you go out and like you just start talking about growing up in Dupo and like stuff like that. You start telling some stories. You start noticing people in the crowd and you're like, holy fuck. It's, you know, oh my God, you were my biology teacher in seventh
Miss Walsh.
Grade. Yeah. And she kind of like waves at you and you go like, holy shit. And like you tell her about the creationist thing that happened at the University of like Southern California. And she just loves
it.
You're like, I fucked up. You should have, you know, helped. Like,
she kicked me out of biology all during sex ed. I had to go stay in the library the whole time until they were done with the unit. I wasn't allowed in the classroom.
Why?
Because I was too big of a distraction.
And you tell that story about,
yeah, dude,
about sex ed and all this stuff. And so you do the hour. You're like, all right, guys, like, thank you so much. You know, put the mic back in the stand. Danny Goodwin comes up. He's like, all right, Aaron Brooks, everybody. And then like standing ovation. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You pick up your water. What do you do with the action figure?
I would take it off the stool and I put it in the green room.
You take it off the stool. You walk back to the green room with it.
How do I know that that's not a gift from Joe?
Sure. Well, who knows?
You know?
Yeah.
That would be like, oh, that would be like a very sentimental thing. He would, I mean, I don't know how much Joe Rogan actually would have hands on as far as booking the comedy mothership in Dupo, but if he was hands on, he would probably understand that the important significance of the event to me.
Yeah.
So that might have been a gift from them.
Sure.
I don't know.
And so you put it down and in the green room, and you kind of sit there and kind of like reflect on the performance. You have plans with a couple of your buds to go to the local Applebee's and watch the show Chunks with them. And so you get up, you open the door, and you're stabbed in the heart.
What the fuck?
And you kind of go like, and like for a second, you think to yourself, oh my God, I've been stabbed in the heart. And you look down and like kind of going through you is like a wizard's staff. And
what the fuck, man?
From behind you, the tip of the staff, you can smell like just sizzling onions and melted cheese.
What the fuck?
And before you stands the Wizard of Philadelphia. And he goes, you accepted it, Aaron. You didn't follow through on our promise.
I told you I wasn't fucking going to. How did I know that that was from you?
He goes,
you never said you were going to kill me if I didn't do it. Only thing that I thought that was fucking stakes here was this goddamn nice action figure.
He looks at you and he goes, who'd you think gave it to you, Joe Rogan?
I thought maybe he did, you son of a bitch. You never said anything to me about killing me.
He reaches over your shoulder and pulls the Philly cheesesteak off of the edge of the spear, and like the sandwich is just like soaked in your blood. He takes a
I
big
spit in his face.
He takes a big bite out of it, and he goes,
I spit it right in his fucking face.
He just catches
his mouth is open.
He just catches it in his mouth, and he loves it.
Good.
And he goes,
fuck this. This sucks.
He goes, and he says, the last thing you hear as like the life is like, you know, drained from your body is, you just hear him go, yo, Eagles.
I hope they don't win a fucking game.
The Dupo Chronicles, Chapter 3.